At least one airline is getting rid of the Rolls-Royce of engines.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Singapore Airlines says it's replacing the expensive Rolls-Royce engines on three of its A380 Super Jumbo jets. This is the latest twist in a story that started last week when a similar engine on a Qantas jet blew out in midair and forced an emergency landing. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is covering this story this morning for us, and he joins us now live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So will more and more airlines start grounding their jets and replacing these engines?
Well, there must be a possibility of that, yes. Singapore says it's changing the engines as a precaution on the advice of the engine maker, Rolls-Royce. Singapore found minor oil leaks in the engines. This followed a similar discovery by Qantas after it grounded all of its A380s following last week's blowout.
And Stephen, it seems like as this story continues to unfold, this is turning into a much bigger problem for Rolls-Royce than it is for Airbus, which makes the plane.
Yes, it is a big problem for Rolls-Royce. It comes at a difficult time for the engine maker. It's been getting quite a bit of heat from Boeing over the failure of the Rolls-Royce engine in tests for the Boeing Dreamliner. Rolls-Royce is being partly blamed by Boeing for the delay in the Dreamliner. There was a fire during a test flight of a Dreamliner yesterday, which forced an emergency landing in Texas. Now, it's not yet known whether the Rolls-Royce engine was at fault there, but it does put the company under further pressure. None of this, however, Jeremy, seems to have deterred the Chinese. They've just signed a deal to buy $1.5 billion worth of engines from Rolls-Royce. So it's not all doom and gloom for the company.
Wow. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy.
Sentencing is scheduled today in federal court in Los Angeles for the former CEO of KB Home. Bruce Caritz was convicted of fraud in a stock backdating scandal. The judge has to decide whether Caritz will go to prison or just get house arrest. And as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, the decision will shine a light on how white-collar criminals are sentenced.
The real question is how much money Caritz's scheme cost KB Home and its shareholders. Prosecutors say the answer is $11 million, which means they think he should go to prison for several years. But it's not clear how much his crime hurt anybody. So some people are recommending a much lighter sentence, probation and 8 months of house arrest. Joshua Frasche is a law professor at the University of North Dakota.
You didn't take the money from anybody, and that's the real harm. And so the calculation should be zero.
He says this case actually represents a much bigger issue, whether sentencing guidelines are unfairly harsh to low-level criminals like drug dealers and too light for white-collar criminals like Caritz. Prosecutors in this case argue that house arrest for Caritz would amount to a two-tiered criminal justice system, because under that scenario, he'd be confined to his 24-room mansion in Bel Air. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And let's check global stock markets. European stocks are down a fraction of a percent at this hour. Asian markets closed mixed today after China reported its trade surplus soared in October, which is likely to boost pressure on Beijing as nations kick off the G20 summit in South Korea. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 60 points to close at 11,346. Investors this morning will be watching earnings from Macy's and Cisco Systems.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
When you buy a cell phone or anything else that requires you to sign a contract with a bunch of fine print, do you read it? I know I don't. But often in that fine print, companies tell you that if you have any problem with the product, you can't file a class action lawsuit. Well, that is the subject of a case that made it all the way to the Supreme Court this week. And here to talk to us about it is LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Welcome back to Marketplace.
Thank you.
So tell us first about this case that's before the Supreme Court.
The case is AT&T Mobility versus Concepcion. And in a nutshell, the Concepcion sued AT&T in 2006 because they got cell phones from the company that were ostensibly free, but in fact came with a lot of charges. They said that's fraud. They started a class action lawsuit. Now, AT&T subsequently went to a court in Southern California and said, let's throw out the case because our contract says you cannot join a class action lawsuit. And the district court said, well, that's unconscionable. And so it went up to a federal appeals court. The appeals court also upheld the Concepcion side and said it's unconscionable to bar people from joining a class action lawsuit. So AT&T has petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is hearing the case this week.
And this has everything to do with these contracts that we sign, not just with cell phones, but with all kinds of other products. What are the potential ramifications for consumers?
The ramifications are really broad because, as you say, these are these take-it-or-leave-it contracts that a credit card company or a cell phone company or a cable TV company issues.
Right.
And if there's an arbitration clause in there that says you cannot join a class action lawsuit, boom, you have just lost your right to sue. That's a very big deal. And high courts in California and elsewhere have said that's unconscionable. Basically, what's at stake here is the Federal Arbitration Act of 1925 and whether that's going to trump state rulings that strike down class action bans.
Why are class action lawsuits such a big deal for these companies? Are they that common?
They are very common, but there also are a lot of abuses in the system. Typically, the lawyers walk away with the lion's share of the money, but this is one of the most powerful tools available to the little guy, especially in cases involving small amounts of money where you really wouldn't litigate on your own. And also, this is a key way that big businesses can be held accountable for any sorts of misdeeds.
Okay, we'll be watching what happens in the Supreme Court. David Lazarus, consumer columnist at the LA Times, thanks again.
A pleasure.
And finally, the numbers are in. It was a good start for Conan O'Brien and his new late night show on cable. The kickoff on TBS drew 4.1 million viewers on Monday night, which was enough to beat his Tonight Show predecessor and successor Jay Leno on NBC. Of course, Conan also won against all the competition when he was hosting the Tonight Show on the first night. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Unemployment in Ireland is nearly 14%, so facing long odds against getting a job, the young and ambitious are getting out.
There's a sense at home that if you had a job, that you should have been happy to have a job and happy to stay in it. But really, that wasn't enough for me.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Celtic Tiger, tamed. That story, the rest of the day's business news, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.